This is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, this is SB Nation AM. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Tony D here on Radio Row in Atlanta as we've been covering Super Bowl all week. And joining us right now, Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 40, Pittsburgh Steeler great wide receiver Hines Ward. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's Super Bowl week and we're in Atlanta, so it's my hometown here. I'm super excited.
Let's get a little bit about what you're doing for Hyundai.
Well, I'm down here. You know, I've teamed up with Hyundai for a long, long time. And Hyundai brought Ed Reed and I together on the Sunday night special that we did. But really, just to promote their shopper assurance program that, you know, helped make car buying easier for customers and stuff. So being a part of Hyundai for so many years, doing youth football camps and things like that, I'm so happy to be a part of the partnership. And you got to check out Hyundai's new YouTube page too, where you can watch the new Super Bowl ad with Jason Bateman. It's hysterical funny, but it's just great to have that partnership.
You got a little bit of acting chops as well. Dark Knight cameo.
Yeah, you know, I got a little Dark Knight, a little Walking the Dead and stuff like that. But it's been amazing. I mean, like I said, I've been a part of Hyundai for a long time now. And for them to invite me down here and be a part of what their vision and what their purpose are is amazing.
You know, looking at these two teams in terms of Patriots and the Rams and Tom Brady going to his ninth Super Bowl, you were part of the run of the first one back in 2002. So
you don't have to bring that up. Yes.
As part of seeing him continue on, how amazing is it as an ex-player to see somebody be in the league that long and continue to have this kind of success?
Well, it's amazing now. I mean, at the age of 41, to see that he's playing at a high level. I mean, I'm 42, and the guy is still doing it, which makes it remarkable. But I just think for Tom Brady, I mean, the purpose, the passion that he has for the game, the commitment that he has to the game, hey, I ain't mad at him. I've called him a cheater before. I called the whole organization, Spygate, Deflategate, everything, but no longer. I have nothing but respect, and what we're witnessing is greatness. We may never see another player make a run like this. 9 Super Bowl appearances. I mean, that's over half of his career in the league, so it's pretty impressive. I mean, Tom Brady has won more with probably less talent around him than any other quarterback, and that's what makes it so special.
You're a 2-time Super Bowl champion, also Super Bowl MVP. When you guys won that Super Bowl in Detroit, Jerome Bettis, it's Jerome Bettis' hometown, but you also were carrying a 25-year drought for the city of Pittsburgh. What was that like to bring the championship back to the city of champions?
Oh, it was so great. I mean, it seems like every year the teams in the 70s were doing a 10-year reunion, and it was this and that, and you looked like you kept looking back over your shoulder and seeing all the great players like Mel Blanc, Franco Harris, Mean Joe Green, all those guys, and you really never felt like you're a part of the organization. So when we finally won in Detroit, you know, instead of calling Mr. Swan, Mr. Stallworth, it was, hey, John, hey, Lynn. You know, we're on first-name basis. But it just felt good. I mean, expectations of Pittsburgh are very high. It's Super Bowl or nothing. You know, the fans there, that's what they expect. They expect our team to be competitive in the regular season, make a run in the postseason, and try to give themselves an opportunity to win another Super Bowl. But this year has kind of been a circus. And I just think a disappointment from fans and former players, because that's not our attitude. That's not the culture that we're seeing in Pittsburgh. And things have to change to get back to where we belong.
What's it like to be a former player, knowing the management style in Pittsburgh, to see them publicly say some things we never see them say publicly before? When you look at the team now and you're part of that family, what do you see?
Disappointment. I mean, we're talking about the Steelers more about what they're doing off the field rather than on the field. The talent is there. You see, and when the Steelers beat the Patriots this year in the regular season. So it's not like we can't get the job done. But in order to get over that hump and get to the Super Bowl, where it really matters, you got to buy into the team concept. It can't be about this guy or what this guy is doing. I think everybody needs to be held accountable for their own action. And every player on that team need to look themselves in the mirror and figure out, where did we go wrong? We have too much talent not to go there. And it starts with the person in the mirror. You got to look yourself and, what did I do to help contribute to the fiasco that went on? And how can I improve on it and get it better?
I talked about you being the MVP of the first Super Bowl you were in. Correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you were dealing with an injury for the second Super Bowl that you won in Super Bowl 43. But in terms of the level of enjoyment of the Super Bowl run, were both the same?
It's nothing like the first one. The first one, because you don't know what to expect. For a lot of the players on the Rams, they don't really know. They don't understand. I wore myself out in pregame warm-ups looking at stars on the sideline. Said, come on, Hines, you can do it. I'm out there. You thought Odell Beckham was doing it. I was killing myself getting my Odell Beckham on during pregame warm-ups. And I came into the locker room. I was exhausted. I was tired. I really felt like I played an entire game in the preseason. I mean, in the pregame warm-up. But, you know, it's just the excitement of it. I mean, because when you look at the ball and you see the logo, the Super Bowl logo, that's what you envision as a kid. And now it's almost surreal that you're doing it. You're playing in the Super Bowl. So I think it really doesn't hit you and get back to feeling normal until probably about midway through the first quarter. And then you just look at it as a game. But the nerves, the anxiety, the excitement leading up to the game is real. And if you haven't been there before, it's like no other. Words can't describe the feeling of what it's like playing in the Super Bowl the first time.
You talked about the city of Pittsburgh. I was at the AFC Championship game in Denver when you beat the Broncos to get to Super Bowl 40. The conversation in that city immediately after was, how did they get all those tickets? How did those fans get all those tickets? What's it like to play in front of a group where, no, road or home, you're getting the Steeler fans in?
Man, I always say we got the greatest fans in all of sports. I mean, they show their love, West Coast, East Coast, overseas. They do whatever it takes. Steeler fans are going to be there. They're all over the country. Wherever we go, you see terrible towels waving, hanging. It's almost like when we go on the road, it's really a home game for us because they somehow find a way to get their hands on some tickets. But it's great, man. I played there for 14 years. I bleed black and gold. And for me, it's just frustrating because I want to see my Steelers back to the promised land because we're too good not to be in the playoffs right now.
What do you think of Antonio Brown? I have to ask receiver to receiver. What do you see in terms of how do you view him and his antics this last couple weeks?
Well, I mean, no question he has a talent. I mean, probably one of the greatest receivers to ever play the game, putting up numbers that he's doing. But at the same time, you know, I want to see him be held accountable about being more of a professional, you know, not just for yourself or your team, but be a leader in your community. You know, he does a lot of great things in the work, but I just think when you just miss practice and you just show up, that's not the best way to go. It's not how you approach the game professional-wise, because you just can't not show up. You know, you can't leave your other teammates out to dry, but hopefully the Steelers can find a way to get it done, but it's going to be tough when the owner's calling you and you're not returning the owner's call. That's probably the one call that you probably want to answer on speed dial or have there right there. You see that call, you might want to answer that call. But hopefully, you know, everyone can sit down, talk, and try to figure out a way to move on and get better.
Hines Ward coming in, brought to you by Hyundai. And Mike Tomlin, what do we not know about Mike Tomlin? He gets a lot of the blame for some of the things that go on, but you played for him. What do we not see in Mike Tomlin that fans should know about the way he coaches?
Well, I mean, he's a great coach, no question about it. But a lot of the circus stuff really falls on his shoulders because players can only get away with what you let them get away with. And if you start treating players differently, one player is treated with special treatment over the other, You open up a can of worms with other guys, and it becomes more of an individual show and less of a team aspect of it. So I think the circus that you see that's going on in Pittsburgh, I think a lot of people help contribute it. So it's not just Antonio Brown. It's Ben Roethlisberger with his own radio show calling out guys. You know, it's not how you do it. We have one motto when I was growing up my rookie year, keep my name out your mouth in the media. That's a simple rule. Is it? Don't call nobody out. Come talk to me as a man or come coach me up. Don't put it out in the media there. For Coach Tomlin, I mean, that's the culture that you set. You know, the standard is a standard is always his motto. And the circus show, the culture that he has created that exists now in the Pittsburgh Steelers, that is not the standard of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So a little evaluation of himself. You know, how can I get tougher on these guys, make some stricter rules, and make sure that the team buy into the team aspect? It's not about individualism. And if you start having guys worrying about themselves, you're going to have another down season like we had. So you got to get back to the team aspect. Everybody's got to buy in and really embrace the team aspect of it.
One final question. The Steelers, the way you see them now, is this fixable? Can they be as good as we think they can be? Or do you think in the next couple of years it's going to be some down times with this team?
Well, if they're not buying into the team aspect of it, no, the Steelers will not be successful. You know, do I think they can? Yes. We're grown men. We can all sit down in a room and hash it out and then move forward. This is how we're going to take the approach moving forward. That can happen at any time, but you got to want it to happen. You know, I can't make it happen. Fans can't make it happen. The guys are in. Everybody who's involved has to sit down, be grown men, and make it happen.
Hines Ward, former Super Bowl MVP, four-time Pro Bowl, two-time Super Bowl champion, Pittsburgh Steeler great. You're on SB Nation AM. It's SB Nation Radio, live on Radio Row in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53.